It is no secret that as we age, our priorities shift. There are things that I felt were so important in my 20s that, quite frankly, I don't give a stuff about now. Queuing for anything, especially anything after dark or for trendy foods. No, you can keep your cronuts. I have got places to be. Also, making sure everyone I meet likes me. Who cares? Okay, maybe I do still care about that one just a little bit. But it is liberating to reach a point in life where you can shed the pointless and focus your energy on the things that really matter. And that is the central tenet of the We Do Not Care Club. It's an online movement started by US influencer Melanie Sanders that has been adopted the world over. It sees people, mostly women, going through perimenopause or in menopause, vocalizing the things they no longer care about, putting on makeup, matching socks, chin hairs. They all make the list. With me is Shelley Horton. She's a journalist, author of I'm Your Peri Godmother, and convener of the Australian chapter of the We Do Not Care Club. Shelley, are applications open?
Applications are definitely open, Tegan. It is a free club to join, and all you need to do is say what you don't care about. This is just my daily dose of joy. I think that for a lot of women, perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause can be a pretty trying time, but there's also a bit of a liberation with it. As you said, cronuts, no thanks, not going to line up for that. But I have now just self-appointed myself as the Australian chapter leader of the We Do Not Care Club, endorsed by Melanie, and it is hilarious. These women have got the funniest things that they don't care about, and it's just creating this incredible sisterhood that we actually really needed.
I definitely want to hear what other people are telling you, but first I need to know from you, what do you no longer care about?
I do not care about wearing makeup when I go outside the house. Mm-hmm. I used to be the sort of person who'd put makeup on to go to the shops. Oh, no, that is not happening anymore. But I also have had some great things where I'm like, I do not care about watching TV when it is scheduled. I will watch it in my time, when on catch up, including the news and things like that. So not wearing high heels. No, they're uncomfortable. They're torture devices. Why did I do that in my 20s? How did I do that? It's hilarious.
So what are the other things that people have told you? What are you like, oh, yeah, me too. I didn't even think to not care about that.
Oh, there was one hilarious one where one of Melanie's followers said, I do not care that my husband says I'm addicted to crime documentaries. And then I said, I know, like, that is my favorite thing to watch. Then someone else said, yes, what about, you know, that killer, the woman who killed her husband in the 80s? We need to know what happened. Someone else then replied going, he had it coming. Then someone else replied saying, we ride at dawn. And then someone else replied going, can we make it 10:30? We're tired. You know, so it's just like this great banter.
In the true crime documentary, those texts and replies will be used as evidence. I hope you know that.
Yeah, I love that. We all think that we are detectives and that we could probably solve a case.
Yeah. Don't kill your husband if you're going to talk about it on the internet first. So obviously this resonates with other people all over the world. Is there just something universal about this?
I think it's actually new. You know, I think it is new because a lot of women have kept very quiet about the negative impacts of perimenopause and menopause and how it can make you feel quite isolated and alone. So I think there's been a bit of shame and stigma for generations before us. Now we have that Gen X generation that is going, you know what, we're going to be loud and proud about this. And there are positives to perimenopause. And part of that is that you just don't care anymore. So if, you know, I've had people say, I think you love, you know, dogs more than you love humans. And I'm like, that is correct. Dogs are nicer. Dogs love you unconditionally. Humans don't.
You are listening to Life Matters here on Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor talking to Shelley Horton, the author of I'm Your Peri Godmother and the convener of the Australian chapter of the We Do Not Care Club. Kate says, at 73, I have learnt that life is too short for blow drying, ironing, most makeup and its removal. And she says, I used to wonder why old ladies didn't just pluck out those chin hairs. Now I know it's because it's too hard to see them. Well, we've talked a lot about women so far, Shelley, but Dennis has called in. Dennis, you've stopped caring about clothes.
Well, look, the girl had just previously said she didn't care about makeup and all that. I've given that up as well. So,
good on you, Dennis.
I find makeup used to make me look fairly feminine. Now I feel like I should go to my true male identity. But yes, clothes were very, very important to me when I was younger, and when I was in my pharmaceutical job, I always looked impeccably smart in my double-breasted suits. But now I just rough about. People say, you must come down for coffee, and I go down in my trackies and sanchez. And I mean, I don't look like a dag, but I do look not like I used to look.
Oh, Dennis, I think if you look at the young fellas these days, trackies and sand shoes are the look. Thank you so much for the call.
They've gone beyond that. They're wearing thongs and shorts in the middle of winter, Keegan. And I live in Sydney and it's cold down here.
Well, Dennis, I will never catch you in thongs and shorts. You've got to draw the line somewhere, but it's good to know that you don't care about the double-breasted suit jackets anymore. Also on the text line, Paul in Sydney says, I've stopped caring about having every single ingredient in a recipe. What was I thinking? So, Shelley, I've got to ask you, is this a No Boys Allowed club? Because it sounds like Dennis and Paul want to be part of it.
Look, I am surprised that Dennis and Paul want to join in. Of course they want to join in, because this is simply letting go and just having fun. So you know what? I'm not going to ban them, but I am going to say that we do have a real sisterhood in this club, because there are some women who are struggling, and I am getting messages from women in Nigeria, and I got a message from someone from the south of France. Like, this is really a worldwide movement, and I really think that just knowing that you're not alone going through the hormonal chaos of perimenopause is something that's really bonding, and that we can support each other and love each other and have a laugh, because sometimes when you've been searching around your house for your phone while you're on your phone, that's something that we can all have a laugh about. When we do the videos for We Don't Care Club, the most common thing is that people who do videos will have a pair of glasses on their face, a pair of glasses on their head, and a pair of glasses tucked into their shirt, and we're still looking for our glasses. You know, there's all of that sort of thing. So we don't care that we're a bit of a hot mess. We're going to poke fun at ourselves and make sure that everyone feels that we don't need to live up to those perfect standards anymore. We can actually just be ourselves.
Oh, if one pair of glasses is stylish, three pairs of glasses must be off the charts.
It's a little excessive, but it's. I have the same thing. We don't care that we now keep tweezers for those chin hairs in the lounge room, in the kitchen, in our desk, and then also in the car, because that's the best place to see them.
That's what the rearview mirror is for, I think. Emma, you've stopped caring about other people who seem to have the perfect life.
Yes, or posturing to me that, yeah, I've got less self-doubt, but I need to go with it. I think it is a new thing that people are talking like this. I think it's because we don't have open speech as we used to have, where there's more conservative views acting as if it's the new normal.
And social media is really where people are kind of putting out those perfect selves. Emma, thank you so much for the call. Anne, you've given up on finishing books.
Yeah, I used to feel I had to finish a book if I'd started it, but now, Tegan, so many books, so little time.
Life's too short. Anne, thanks for the call. Well, Shelley, you've just written a book called I'm Your Perry Godmother. I think you hope that Anne finishes that one. Tell me about the book.
So I had a pretty terrible time with my perimenopause, and part of it was because of the shame and silence. So when I went into perimenopause at 45, I'd never even heard the word before. So there's been a real change over this past 5 years of women speaking out. And so I go through, tell my story, but I have evidence-based advice and world-leading menopause experts who are in my book. And the good thing is, it's not all doom and gloom. We end with menopausal zest, which is is exactly sums up We Do Not Care Club. It is when you no longer care and you actually value yourself and don't wait for other people to value you. And it's a pretty powerful place for women to get to. And I think this is where we need to know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel for perimenopause, and it's all going to be okay. We're going to get through it, and then we'll have the menopausal zest on the other side.
Yes, for the zest. One person says on the text line, I don't care that my undies are practical rather than aesthetic. Makeup, heels, gone decades ago. Catherine, you've learnt that not everyone has to like you, you and me both.
Oh, hello. Yes. Look, I've been on a journey, and I'm probably guilty of being a people pleaser. And, you know, coming into my 40s, it's been very liberating to say, you know what, not everybody has to like me. That's okay. I'm not going to be everyone's cup of tea, and I can hold my own opinions, and people can handle not agreeing with me. That's fine. And look, I just had to have a little giggle when your guest said we keep our tweezers everywhere, including the car, because I look down to see there are my tweezers. And when I stop at the light, I do use the rear view mirror to do a little bit of a touch up. So that really gave me a good giggle.
Well, Catherine, you are my cup of tea, and I do like you. Thank you so much for calling in. Shelley, tell me about this sense of freedom of not caring if people like you anymore, because that is a really unfamiliar feeling to me, but I'm getting used to it.
Yeah, so a lot of the women in the We Do Not Care Club are saying things like, we do not care if you gave us a last-minute invitation to that party. We prefer to stay at home and watch TV. So it's instead of the people-pleasing of like, oh, I should do that, it's actually doing what you want to do. It's also just going that, yeah, you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea. Let's be a few people's shot of whiskey instead, because that's a hell of a lot more fun. And I just love this because it's even things down to, you know, having to cook for the kids every night of the week and getting home, you've done the groceries and you're just too tired to shop, so you order Uber Eats and you just don't care anymore that everyone's, you know, expecting you to cook dinner.
On the text line, Mark says, caring less as women age is the call of the archetype of the crone, a woman who fears wildness. She references Jung and the mythologist Joseph Campbell talking about this shift. She said, well, she's in her 70s now, but she felt the call of the crone in her late 40s. My life as a crone is powerful. I dream of living in a log cabin in the wilderness and having people think I'm a witch, whether I am or not. It's up for you to decide.
Look, I don't think we have to go for the full wilderness in a witch, you know, and being called a witch. But you know what we can do? We can be the wise women, the women who have lived there and know that things like office gossip are just not important, that it's actually your values and the important things that, you know, shape who you are and shape your future. Because the thing is, when you're going through perimenopause and menopause, that is midlife. That's not the end of your life. So you are now making changes to set yourself up for a happy rest of your life. And that could be 30 to 50 years.
The thing, I want to dig into this a little bit, because that idea of wisdom, of perhaps being a resource for the people around you, we've had a lot of fun talking about all things we don't care about, but how do you communicate to the people around them that it's not that you don't care about them, it's that you don't care about all the other stuff?
It is exactly that. It's the stuff and the noise and the little things. It's about caring about the big things and making sure that you do spend time and nurture those big things. So it's very flippant to say we do not care about anything. In fact, we care deeply about a lot of things, but we're just going to let go of the things that don't serve us anymore. And when it comes to things like younger women approaching us at work, this is where we have so much advice and mentorship and incredible knowledge that we can share. And I think part of this comes from the fact that we used to, you know, live in villages where the wise women were the ones that you would go to for advice, and we don't really have that anymore. So I think we've got a new generation going, we're going to reclaim some of that.
Yeah. Do you think it's something that we used to sort of treasure in our communities a long time ago that we've lost because we lift up youthfulness so much in our modern society?
I think that there is that beauty standard and a bit of an anti-aging feeling. And now what we are looking at is more that aging is a privilege. We are lucky to be here and we want to live well and have that longevity and a healthy aging, not, you know, shriveling up and disappearing. So I think this is also about women not becoming invisible after 50, but in fact, stepping into their power and making sure they take up space. And I absolutely love that.
You're listening to Life Matters here on Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor talking to Shelley Horton, author of I'm Your Perry Godmother and the proud unofficial, kind of official-ish convener of the Australian chapter of the We Do Not Care Club. Very much the theme of this chat has been about perimenopause, menopause. But on the text line, Lauren says, you don't need to wait till perimenopause. After a pretty rough time in my 20s, I learnt I don't have the time or the mental space for people who don't bring me joy in life. At 32, my social circle is small, but I never have to be anything other than my full self, and I am happy. Yeah, you don't have to age into this club, Shelley, where you can just join it whenever you want.
That is actually inspiring to me. I don't think I had, the foresight to think like that when I was that young. I'm 52 now, so I'm sort of through it. But I love that younger generations are thinking that way, and good on them. Let's encourage it.
So if someone is, I don't care, curious, but wanting to let go of this should mentality.
A lot of shoulding.
How do you come towards this?
Look, this is very much a social media trend at the moment. So what you should do is go on to Instagram or TikTok and look up We Do Not Care Club. You can follow me, Shelley Horton 1. I put up at least weekly, sometimes twice a week. And I can tell you that it will just give you a snort laugh, you know, one of those laughs where it gets into the little bit of the ugly laugh, because we don't care about doing polite laughing anymore. And I think that there's actually so much fun, but there's pearls of wisdom in there as well. So getting rid of the shoulding, what I should do, let's lean into what I want to do and what actually makes me happy.
Journalist Shelley Horton is author of I'm Your Perry Godmother and convener of the Australian chapter of the We Do Not Care Club.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.